Death, may please you to send me tonight or today, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows, in reparation for my sins, for the souls in purgatory, for the conversion of sinners, for those who will die tonight or today, and for your greater glory. Amen. I have been saying this for about 40 years. At any rate, it is, as an imprimatur and now, sisters, what I do when I say tonight, I also add, like tonight, November the 27th and 28th. Is tomorrow the 28th?
Yes.
And then tomorrow morning, when I say it today, well, November the 28th. Whatever you do is up to you. That's what I do. Now, sisters, thank you for your questions, but the box is now empty, so if I may. First question, what is the difference between the real presence and his presence in the poorest of the poor? As the Gospel tells us, you did it to me. Well, first of all, Christ is God. He is everywhere. He is present in his room. As we said, God is everywhere. Remembers the name we give for the everywhereness of God. Ubiquity. Don't forget. Ubiquity. That's spelled U-B-I-Q-I-T-Y. Ubiquity. The question was, what is the difference between the real presence and his presence in the poorest of the poor? As the Gospel tells us, you did it to me. And I said, first of all, Christ is God. As God, he is everywhere. And he is surely in the poorest of the poor and the richest of the rich. As God. As the God-man. Remember, you're saying, all the grace comes from Christ as God, but through Christ as man. So how is Jesus present? Well, in the poorest of the poor. Remember, someone is present to us. How is someone present to us? When we have that person in our mind, in our heart. Are the poor and the poorest of the poor, are they specially on the mind of Christ? Are they specially in the heart of Christ? Yes. And he is thinking of them and loving them, notice, as the God-man. Number three, how is Christ present in the poorest of the poor? Well, by his grace. Now, are all the poorest of the poor always in sanctifying grace?
No.
I think we can safely say no. However, is Christ present in them by his actual grace? Yes. By his actual grace. In other words, now this is Christ, the God-man. He is present by giving light to their minds and giving what we call inspiration to their hearts. To their minds, He gives you the grace to what? To know Him, to believe in Him. He is present by His actual grace in their hearts by inspiring them to love Him. But now, and this is a whole subject, an ocean by itself. In God's ordinary providence, He gives His grace here to the poorest of the poor. He gives His grace through other people. We are the channels, the means by which He gives this grace to them. And consequently, the more clearly we see Him, notice, by His grace, He wants to give them, I repeat, light for the mind and strength for the will. But Christ wants to use us to bring this grace to these people. So, we are to be a grace to them, and these poor people are to be a grace to us. Now, well, by enlightening us to see in the poorest person, Jesus Christ, inviting us to help them and thus show our love for Him. So how is Christ present in the poorest of the poor? By His grace. His grace of light and His grace of love, of inspiration. But notice, we must see that they are receiving the grace, or better, they are to receive this grace through us. In other words, the more clearly we see Christ inviting us to practice selfless, free, and wholehearted charity, right, to the poorest of the poor, Christ is therefore the more present by His grace in them, as we realize that He is giving His grace to them through us. And if they do not have faith, maybe even in God, or should he say faith in Jesus Christ, our charity towards them is to be the means of the grace that Christ is giving them to come to know Him. That's how the pagan world, it took 300 years, remember? And the Christians were martyred, thrown to the lions, burned, drowned. And the Romans finally woke up. These Christians, we hate them. The Roman laws, in writing, said Christians are to be exterminated. It didn't work. The more Christians they killed, the more pagans were converted. How is Christ present in the poorest of the poor? By His grace, let I repeat, through us. And now, how is Christ present in the most blessed sacrament of the altar, which is, remember, the preceding, will call it divine praise, for Christ is present in the poorest of the poor. Well, sisters,